Stay tuned for In Our Range on the way next. Brought to you by Westgate Nursing Rehabilitation and Assisted Living Center.
Good morning and welcome to In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. Our guest this morning is Mary McFetridge from the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. Mary's been director of the Ashland Chamber of Commerce since 1999. The chamber includes over 30 retailers in their 8-block historic district and works to promote community events throughout the year. Mary joins us this morning to discuss some wonderful events that are coming up in the next couple weeks. Good morning, Mary, and welcome to In Our Range.
Good morning, Mike. It's a heat wave this weekend.
It's beach day, right? So winter in our area brings with it so many wonderful opportunities to get out and enjoy so many different things. What are some of the events that you have upcoming that you would like to discuss?
Oh, thanks, Mike. I tell you, we have got an array of things, and regardless of what you're liking or what you desire, if you are more of a non-motorized person or if you're a motorized lover, we have everything available in the Ashland area. And so I want to talk a little bit about, we have, I think, the quirkiest thing in the north. On Sundays, we have Ashland Ice Racing. We call it King of the Bay. So on Sunday this weekend, they're actually doing an event called King of the Bay. And this is on the very west side of Ashland. It's called Maslowski Beach. And what happens is you just drive your car out there. You can stay in your car and spectate, but there is an oval. And then they have like a non-studded class. So if you want to bring a car to drive, you certainly can go on their Facebook page and check that out and contact them. Or if you want to spectate, the racing starts at noon. And they're usually there for a few hours. But I drove by Sunday, this past Sunday, and it was packed. And just a lot of fun. And like I say, quirky. One time we had these travel riders out, and they were two from Germany and one from the UK, and I said, let me show you this. It's just a little different, and they loved it. It was in some German magazine that winter, so that was pretty cool. So ice racing takes place on Sundays at noon, and this runs until probably March, until, you know, we have to check the ice, but we've got really good ice, as you know. I think everybody in our area has good ice, so that's great. And so we've got, that's on Sunday, and then the Visitor Center, Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center, is always around, and that's on the west side of Ashland. It's always free. There's exhibits. There's interpretive displays. They have, you can use their snowshoes and go and walk on the boardwalk. They've got like 2 or 3 miles of area where you can snowshoe around the facility. They have binoculars you can take, and they have a tower. You can do some bird watching. So it's a neat place to go, and everything there is free. So that's called the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center. And it's, again, just on the west side of Ashland. We always have our mural walk. That is something that we're pretty known for. We are the historic mural capital of Wisconsin. We were designated that designation in 2005 by the Wisconsin legislature. So the historic mural capital of Wisconsin is Ashland's namesake. And there's over 20 murals. You can go on our website, and we have a QR code that you can hit, and you can take a self-guided tour. But it's something that's 365 days a year, 24/7. You know, it's not weather dependent, and all the murals are beautiful. And they're actually actual people, actual places in the area. So that's always something that we like to promote. And we like to promote the quirky, you know, artesian well water that we have too. We have 3 wells. They're free running wells, and that water is clean, cool, clear, crisp, available again 24/7, 365 days a year. And we've got a couple businesses that do offer some fun things to do inside, like The Local, which is out at our golf course. And it's a bar and restaurant called The Local, and they have axe throwing, and they also have a golf simulator. So if you're looking to do, you know, be outside for a while, and then you want to go in for a while and have a meal, that's something that you can do all the time as well. Of course, we have outdoor ice skating and a couple of rings, but we have a beautiful bay theater, and they are always showing movies. And then I think something that's so cool that we can all promote is our waterfalls. Most of them are open during the winter, like Copper Falls, and a lot of the falls in the north part of the area in Bayfield County are open. And of course, you know, Iron County has a number of waterfalls that are open. So we do like to promote that because they are beautiful in the winter as well. And again, it's going to be nice out, so I think everybody should get outside We also have a lot of great dining options. So most of our hotels and restaurants are locally owned and operated. And of course, you know, you've got the McDonald's and what have you, but most of our restaurants are locally owned and operated. So there's always kind of a unique feel about them. Whitefish is kind of the fish in the area. And of course, as you know, we have cheese curds, and we have a good competitor with your people around pasties. We have a copper pasty. And we know that the UP loves their pasties, so check it out.
Yeah, so that sounds like you have a little bit of something for everybody, whether it's the excitement of watching races on the bay, bird watching, snowshoeing. What a wonderful resource to have is that visitor center that offers so many things for free. And of course, we're no strangers to waterfalls, almost regardless of where we live on the range. And so I appreciate you letting us in on some of those beautiful places you have around there.
Yeah, and everything that we have talked about is always on our website at visitashland.com. So we have that website, visitashland.com, or travelashlandcounty.com. We always have just a number of things, and not only just in the Ashland area, but we do promote the whole county. So you'll see things that are happening in Flidden, Butternut, Madeline Island. They do have the ice sled going now. The ferry has stopped to get from the mainland to Madeline Island, but the ice sled is running, so you still can access the island. And that's always fun in the winter, kind of just to check it out. But yeah, there's always things to do outside too, isn't there? We are fortunate.
Certainly. And speaking of getting to the island across the ice and having wonderful things to do, you've got the Book Across the Bay coming up next week, eh?
Yes, yes. Okay, so let's back the truck up and we'll talk about that. So that race starts in Washburn and ends in Ashland. It's a 10K, and if you've never heard about this race, it is one of the best, one of the most popular cross-country ski races in the United States, especially in the Midwest. And so this one starts at night at 6 p.m., and it goes 10, it's a 10-kilometer, so that's 6.2 miles. And it, like I say, it starts in Washburn, and it ends in Ashland. And Ashland has a big party at the end. There's chili feed. They have all sorts of things going on, music, vendors. But this race is really quirky. You can cross-country ski, you can snowshoe, or you can walk. Again, it starts at 6 p.m., and we use over 1,000 luminaries, and they're made out of 5-gallon buckets of ice, and then there's candles in them, so that lights the way between Washburn and Ashland. There's fireworks midstream, and there's a fire-breathing dragon, BATB.org. bookacrossthebay.org, so BATB.org is where you can find out all of that information. But that's a really fun event. It's on Valentine's Day, February 14th. So we usually see around 3,000 to 4,000 skiers or participants. They're mostly people are here to have fun. There's probably 100 skiers that are doing it for a time, you know, to get a good time for their 10K, but most everybody's coming out, you know, just to get off the couch, basically. That's why it was started. It was something that these folks wanted to get together and do something in the dead of winter, get everybody off the couch. And so they started having a couple beers and talking about what they could do. And as the night progressed, it started out for the cross-country ski race and ended up to be this cool event that was at night, lit by luminaries. We do it between two communities, and it's really great. And it's in its 29th year.
That's incredible. What a way to bring together not only all those communities from around the bay, but to invite other people out for a unique experience.
Yeah, we have people from all over the Midwest that will come to this. And we had to cancel it last year because we had, you know, we didn't have a lot of snow here in our area, but we had enough. But the winds picked up, and it was such a blizzard that you couldn't see, and it became too dangerous. I mean, we'll go. We're pretty hardy up here, right? So we're going to run the races that we coordinate most of the time. But that one was a little over the edge, so we had to cancel that one. But other than that, you know, we've been going every year except for COVID. We had to cancel it, but it's really a fun event. People just come and have fun.
That sounds awesome. I may have my plans for that weekend now, I think.
Bands. Like Saturday, they have bands all day and evening, and Champagne Glitter Train is the main event Saturday night, and they're a really fun dance group. And so all the hotels are here. We're a four-season destination, so all our businesses are open for four seasons. And so, yeah, just a lot going on. And I think you mentioned in the beginning that we're a Main Street community, and our historic downtown is 8 blocks long, and we do have 30 retailers. That's not including food and beverage, but it's a real vibrant downtown. So you can come and shop. You can eat, you can have some drinks, whatever whatever is your pleasure. It's very walkable. So we love our UP neighbors. You guys are really good economic impacts for us. So we reciprocate. We have a lot of people that like Ironwood in the area too.
Oh yeah, well, we're all here on the range, right? And we get to experience so many of the wonderful things in common while maintaining our own, unique characters in each of our little towns here.
No. Yeah, definitely.
Mary, thank you so much for joining us. Are there any other events or anything you'd like to let our listeners know about?
I don't think so. I think I've covered most everything. But again, if you're interested in anything else or you would like to order maps or anything of that nature, please go to our website, visitashland.com. Remember that we do offer ice fishing and fishing all year round on Shawamigan Bay. So we have a really nice fishing map. So if you've heard this and you'd like to get one mailed to you, just hit visitashland.com, and there's a place where you can order maps and or go to the fishing page, and there's an icon that you can click on. It's a really nice map, and fishing is great right now. So, yep, take advantage of that.
Well, there's so much going on, and I really appreciate you taking time this morning to be with us and let us know what's going on around the bay over there. So thank you so much, Mary, for joining us this morning, and good luck with all your events, and would like to invite all the folks within our listening area to plan a day trip to experience the beautiful Shawamigan Bay and all that Ashland and the area has to offer. Thanks again, Mary, for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Our guest this morning has been Mary McFetridge with the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. She came to speak with us about the chamber and the wonderful events they have upcoming.
In Our Range, brought to you by Westgate Nursing and Rehabilitation.
The caring staff at Westgate Assisted Living provides a wide range of services, including delicious meals, around-the-clock staff to assist with bathing, medications, and daily routines. Stop out for a tour of our private rooms and let us explain how affordable a stay at Westgate Assisted Living can be. Call us today at 906-932-3867 and ask for me, Christina Cole. At Westgate Assisted Living, you are the center of our attention.